At 6:06, it is partly clear, 20 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high this afternoon of 32. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Road conditions have improved enough that the Tulsa area schools are back in session today. Students may have enjoyed a five-day weekend in the snow, but Tulsa Public School spokesman Chris Payne says those missed days will now be made up.
I believe May 20th was originally the last day of school, but we'll just need to add those 3 days on. So that's where we're at right now. And then we've still got room for a couple of more snow days.
TPS has 5 snow days built into its calendar. The Tulsa City Council's Trash Operations Task Force continues to gather input on improving Tulsa's green waste program. Matt Trotter this morning has our update out of City Hall.
Collecting people's green waste is an area in which residents feel the city has faltered. Scott Pasternak led a city refuse study in 2008. Now he's with contracting firm Leidos and tells the task force the company sees similar collection practices among cities with successful green waste programs.
Which would be a combination of the large paper bags, which are also known as craft bags, and then also allowing customers to provide their own containers.
Surveys indicate Tulsans don't want a third city-provided cart, and there have been several problems with collecting green waste in plastic bags. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A Christmas tree is catching the blame for a South Tulsa house fire. It happened last night near 113th and South Yale. Now, no people were hurt, but several animals did die in that blaze. On State Capitol Watch this Wednesday morning, a bill will be introduced during the upcoming session of the legislature that would permit public school teachers and staff to say Merry Christmas without fear of lawsuits. It is modeled after a Texas measure passed this year and is dubbed the Merry Christmas Law. It comes at the request of former Tulsa First Lady Kathy LaFortune.
I want our public schools to be able to display Christmas decorations and other significant icons side by side, Christian with Hanukkah decorations, without fear of lawsuits, and for teachers to have the freedom to discuss the cultural and historic meanings behind these symbols.
Supporters say the bill will create a layer of protection for public school teachers and staff to freely discuss and celebrate Christmas without worrying about offending someone. The measure would also allow schools to have nativity scenes. 2 alleged gang members have been indicted on murder charges in the Tulsa shooting death of a federal witness. U.S. Attorney Danny Williams Sr. said yesterday that 31-year-old Laurel Antonio Battle and 19-year-old Gaywan Blades were indicted on charges of murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and use of a firearm in retaliation against a federal witness. Oklahoma's multi-county grand jury, meanwhile, has reconvened. The grand jury is meeting through tomorrow at the Attorney General's office in Oklahoma City. It is expected that the grand jury is looking into the operation of Rogers County government. Our weather forecast is going to be sunny and cool today. 32 will be our high. Tonight, clear and downright cold again, 12 degrees above zero for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, but still well below normal for this time of year. We'll have a high of 41. Normal, by the way, is 50. Rain is likely on Friday with a high of 43, and come Saturday, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 36. Well, National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Now at 6:10, it is clear in Tulsa, 20 degrees. We have a wind chill index of 12 above. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.